This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 38th National Games in a dazzling ceremony at Dehradun in Uttarakhand yesterday. The opening ceremony showcased a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, Indian Olympic Association officials, and national players, attended the ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi termed the mega event a great platform to showcase spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is making a strong push to host the 2036 Olympics. The national games are being held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till 14th of next month. A total of 47 events of 35 sports disciplines will be organized during the event. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is preparing the launch of its landmark 100th mission from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. At 6:23 hours today morning, the GSLV-5 F-15 rocket will lift off from Satish Dhawan Space Center, carrying the NVS-02 navigation satellite into the geosynchronous transfer orbit. International Saraswati Mahotsav will be organized at Pehowa Saraswati Tirth from today in Kurukshetra district of Haryana. Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will inaugurate the festival. During the 7-day festival, main cultural programs will be held till February 2nd and Saras Mela will also be organized at the pilgrimage site till February 4th. The Vice President of Haryana Saraswati Heritage Development Board, Mr. Dhuman Singh, said that this year the board will organize programs at all the historical pilgrimages on the route of Saraswati River from Adi Bedri to Run of Kutch. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the growing significance of India-West Asia relations in a rapidly evolving global landscape. Delivering a keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisana Dialogue, in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the impressive expansion of engagement between India and West Asia in the past decade, driven by strong trade, connectivity and cultural ties. The minister asserted that India sees the West Asia as a crucial passage to the world beyond. Delhi police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the Beating the Retreat ceremony to be held today at Vijay Chowk in the national capital. As per the traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 2 PM to 9:30 PM today. No traffic will be allowed on Raisana Road from Krishi Bhavan roundabout and Sunheri Masjid roundabout towards Vijay Chowk. Similar restrictions are also applied on the Sunheri Masjid roundabout and Krishi Bhavan roundabout of the Rafi Mark. As per the advisory, traffic will be restricted on Kartavya Path between Vijay Chowk and C Hexagon. The commuters are advised to take alternate routes like Ring Road, Ridge Road, Aurobindo Mark, Madarsa T Point, Rani Jhasi Road and Minto Road. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the central fund released under the National Health Mission has witnessed a significant growth of 185% during the last 10 years. Addressing the media with the achievements under the mission, Mr. Nadda said, the central fund has been increased from over 18,000 crore rupees to over 33,433 crore rupees in the last 10 years. He also said that India's maternal mortality ratio, which was 556 per 1 lakh live births in 1990, has come down to 97 in 2020. He also mentioned that the country has achieved a national health policy target of a maternal mortality ratio of 100 per live births. He added that 8 states have also achieved a sustainable development goal target of less than 70 per live births. The health minister reported a significant decline in the country's infant mortality rate from 89 per 1,000 in 2000 to 28 in 2020. Mr. Nadda also highlighted the growth of Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, with over 175,000 now operating compared to just 17,149 in 2018. The IMD has forecast dense fog conditions during the night and early morning hours of Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.